When children grow into adolescence, do parents and doctors need to manage their ADHD differently? You touched a little bit on the medications, but are there other recommendations for this particular population?
It's really critical if you're following a child long-term to have the child really understanding ADHD by the time they reach adolescence. That's going to really help ensure that they see it as their problem and they see that they're capable of taking the measures that they need to help them the most. So the best preparation for treating ADHD in adolescence is really to educate and empower children before they reach adolescence. The symptoms of ADHD that have only arisen very late in childhood or adolescence, one thing we consider is, could there be alternate causes? Some of the alternate causes could be substance abuse or depression or anxiety that could be looking like ADHD. So we take a special care to try to consider those before we consider just treating the ADHD. For children who have been diagnosed before adolescence and were continuing care, there is not necessarily a reason for changing the medication dose if they've been, say, on stimulants before, except if they seem like they're not as effective as they were when the adolescent was a child. Children who have ADHD often take risk-taking behaviors like jumping off of chairs or running into streets. By the time you become an adolescent, the problems may get more problematic in terms of substance abuse or particularly with driving. Driving is an area where adolescents who have ADHD have 6 to 8 times the number of motor vehicle accidents as adolescents who do not have ADHD. So we would like to recommend that adolescents don't drive with more than one other individual and that hopefully for the first year they're driving with an adult also. And we recommend that if they are driving and stimulants are effective, that they always make sure that they're driving when the stimulants are still active.